Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the latest and best NFL draft prospects as they make their way towards the 2016 NFL draft. And it's amazing. You always know once that final game, the championship game ends, even before then, these kids are in full swing. They're already trained and they're already finding themselves, finding out where they're going to kind of maximize their abilities, getting ready for pro days and combines, all-star games, all those things that are on the docket for these young men. But one of the most productive, and I do not say that without the – I mean, this kid, without a question, can do it all. He's the Ferris State quarterback. He was the Harlan Hill Trophy winner twice, one of the best the Gliok has ever seen. But with that said, today's guest is none other than Jason Van Laan. Jason, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. Fantastic career, but with that said, can you believe it's kind of come and gone, and now you're looking forward to the next level?
Yeah, I mean, as exciting as the next level is right now, I mean, it's kind of crazy to think that, you know, only 4.5 years ago is when I was leaving high school and going to college, and the pros were kind of just, a far dream. And I didn't know what would happen when I went to college. And just to be here in this position right now, it's just, I mean, it's an awesome experience. It's crazy that college is over, but I'm just excited to look forward to the next level.
Nice. And for you, I mean, obviously you're very skilled. I mean, obviously you're very athletic. I mean, you're I think your senior number's over 2,600 yards passing, I think over 1,400 yards rushing, almost 50 touchdowns. I mean, the production is insane. I think 51 touchdowns actually combined. I mean, from a young kid, were you that kid playing backyard football, probably scoring 5 or 6 touchdowns a game?
Yeah, I started playing football in the fourth grade, and I was a quarterback ever as long as I can remember. And I actually played with my dad in, like, Pee Wee football. And, I mean, my dad played football in high school, never played in college, but my family is just a crazy football family. And between my sisters and my parents, mom and dad, they never miss a game. And it's just football is kind of what our family revolves around. So my entire life, it's just kind of been my goal. I always knew I wanted to play in college. And, fortunately, it worked out for me, and I had a great career.
Fabulous career. Like you said, the accolades. If we just ran accolades alone, we wouldn't have 15 minutes to – name all the accomplishments you've done at Ferris State. I am curious one thing, and correct me if I'm wrong. I thought the Harlan Hill Trophy winner, obviously as a senior, got invited to the Senior Bowl. Did you get a Senior Bowl invite?
I did not. No, I know the D lineman, the Gene Upshaw, gets an award or gets an invite to the Shrine, but unfortunately, there's no link with the Harlan Hill, which is very disappointing. I was really hoping to get in one of the bowl games. But, yeah, I mean, as it worked out, it's not going to happen. So, I mean, it's going to be fine. I'm going to go train. I mean, right. And when my pro day comes around. So, I mean, there's plenty of guys that don't get invited that have a chance. So, looking past that now.
I only asked because I thought it was an automatic bid. I remember we had Joyke Bell on the show, and Wayne State, Gliok himself, Harlan Hill Award winner. And I thought he was an automatic bid. And, I was talking with Jake Steinberg, your guy, and we were talking about it earlier, and I was like, man, I was already always under the assumption Harlan Hill automatic bid to the Senior Bowl if you were a senior, but obviously I'm not correct in that. But again, fabulous career once again. Jason Van Laan here on the C2P talking a little NFL draft. If you folks missed this show in its entirety, you'd like to listen to it again, you can check it out at iTunes or Blog Talk Radio, and we'll also be featuring his draft bio page at collegetopro.com. Kind of let's get into the nooks and crannies of what you bring to the table, Jason. I mean, the versatility is obviously there. And just as a fan, just watching you play and seeing what you do, I mean, do you get more enjoyment just, say, throwing a deep pass for a score? Or do you get maybe more enjoyment of, breaking out of the pocket for a big run? I mean, talk about, how much you love the game and what are some of your favorite things you do when you're out there on the field.
Yeah, coming from high school, I mean, I kind of had like an option style in high school as well as in college. And college kind of started off as option, power read stuff, and then kind of turned into like design quarterback runs with the success we've had. And I would say my first 2 years, I was all just kind of just run dominant. I just wanted to run downhill and score touchdowns running it. And passing game was fun, but I didn't develop myself enough that I was really comfortable with it. Wasn't really making, great plays yet. And then my junior and senior year, just kind of working a ton in the off season, just kind of with pocket presence and working on a lot of technique and getting better in the passing game, just kind of really helped myself a lot. And then at that point, I wanted to throw the ball more. I was talking to coach in the off season. He's like, I mean, he's willing to do that if I wanted to. He just thought I was more comfortable running at first. So then, the last 2 years, we started airing it out a little bit more, and I really had a lot of enjoyment doing that. I mean, you can get a lot more quick scores. You can move the chains quicker. I still love running a ton, don't get me wrong. And scoring long touchdowns running is probably just as much fun as passing. But sometimes, I would say this year, and I kind of look forward to, even in the red zone, we used to, inside the 10, I mean, we would run it every single time. Like, there was no chance. We weren't doing any back shoulders. We weren't doing any saves. We weren't doing any slants. And then this year, coaches got a lot more comfortable. I mean, we'd be on the 2-yard line first down. It doesn't matter. We'll drop back. We'll throw some crossers underneath or throw some back shoulders or slants. And had a lot of success this year. So I think that was – I mean, that helped us be successful because teams knew we weren't just going to try to jam it down their throat when we're in the goal line. I've came a long ways since freshman year, and just really developed myself, and I think that's what's going to help give myself a chance at the next level.
Definitely. And in terms of, I know they pop on. Maybe sometimes they may not talk. Sometimes they talk to your coaches. Sometimes they want to talk to you, whatnot. How many teams do you think, NFL teams, have kind of come through Ferris State, and have you spoke with any, or have you got any feedback?
Yeah, we had, throughout the season, we had 30 of the 32 teams come in. The Steelers and the Patriots were the two that did not come in. I don't know why. But talked to like half those guys. You know, some of them will just come in and leave right before the end of practice, and some guys would come in an hour early and they want to see you before practice. So I've had a fair amount of communication with them. Some of them came back a couple times. And most of the guys, I guess I can't say most, probably it's like half and half between if they want to look at me as like an HVAC tight end kind of guy, and then some of their teams are looking at me as straight quarterback. And that was kind of something that I was talking with my coaches, all off season and coming into this year, which is looking forward, where am I going to see myself? Where should I be training at? And it was kind of like split right down the middle with, I don't have an exact number, but teams are looking at me for both tight end and quarterback. I mean, there's a guy, Zach Miller, he's the tight end for the Bears. He's a D2 quarterback, and he transitioned to tight end. And it's kind of like a similar situation where had a lot of success running in college. So they see him go with the ball in my hands. But do they want to, I've gotten a lot better as a passer, so you want to keep me as a passer, you want to work at me as tight end. So we've been fiddling around with that a lot, and I think I'll end up training actually at both positions just to be ready for my pro day to give teams options.
Right. And that H-back, the tight end role, was it this year that you first heard of that, or did you kind of always know maybe that was an option, just seeing maybe like a Zach Miller or some other guys maybe do the same thing?
Yeah, coming in between like me and my coaches, it was kind of like we talked about it here and there. It wasn't really anything official. And then this year when some teams would come in and I'd sit down and talk with them and they'd say, hey, we're looking at you straight up as an H-back. We're not looking at you as a quarterback. Then it kind of like solidified the fact that this is another opportunity for me as opposed to just being quarterback. And then from here on is when I got to start working at that.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Jason Van Laan here on the C2P talking a little NFL draft. Where are you training at right now? And can we get your current height, weight, and add to that? Do you plan on adding or maybe shedding? And I know sometimes you want to maybe talk to teams. They might want you to do certain things. You might adjust just to, accommodate to them. But, tell us what your game plan is right now.
Yeah, actually, I'm moving down this Saturday to Atlanta. I'm training with Chip Smith. Down in Atlanta. I was going to leave last weekend if I got into the NFL Combine, but didn't get into that, so we're actually going to hold it off, and then I'll be coming back March 11th, and it'll kind of time up better with my pro day, not having as much of a break afterwards, so I think I'll be more fresh in my pro day. As of right now, they measured me at 6'3.5", so I like to say 6'4", but when the NFL scouts came and measured me, it was 6'3.5", and then 241 is my weight. I wanted to get up to probably like 250 if I was going to be straight tight end. But with the possibility of me still being quarterback, I'll probably hang around like 245. I just want to keep my quickness down. And if I get picked up as a tight end, I'll probably end up putting on, 5 or 10 more pounds. Maybe get 250, 255. I don't think that'll be an issue at all. But I don't want to put on a necessary weight if I'm going to get picked up as a quarterback and don't need to be, you know, 250, 255.
Right, right. Yeah, I am amazed with your versatility, especially running the football. I it's not like you're just some, downhill run. I mean, there's some juke in you, and it 240. That's amazing that you're so, agile. If you will. I'm not saying you're Barry Sanders by any stretch, but
yeah.
I'm just saying for 6'4", 240, the way you can move. It's pretty impressive. It's actually a little mind-boggling. But again, I think your career, your numbers speak volumes to how productive and versatile you are. With this offense and what you did, what did your coaches ask of you? I mean, it's kind of go into a week of game planning. You know, they're sitting you down, Jason, this is what we want to do. And I know you mentioned as you developed as a passer, the offense became more pass-oriented and you guys did things inside the red zone and things of that nature. But, just take us through a game of preparation and what your coaches asked of you, and then take us a little bit inside the huddle. I mean, if it's a key down, through the mindset and how you delivered the instructions to your teammates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, each week I would say the primary focus is just, as I got older, it's getting us into the right play on every single call. We're a no-huddle offense, so our coach is always going to call us a play, but throughout the week, basically every single play that we have, there's going to be a check to a different one if that play doesn't look right at the line of scrimmage. A lot of times, based on the defensive front or if they're blitzing or what I see with the backers or the coverage, I might have to check out of something. And as I've gotten older, I got a lot better. That freshman year, honestly, I'd make like one or two checks a game, and usually they'd be wrong. I just wasn't used to that system and the collegiate level. But over 4 years of playing in college, just through watching film and preparing for other teams, there's a lot better. I just got a lot better at changing the plays. I mean, whether it's just changing the direction of the run play or changing the play completely or, change a pass play to run play, run play to pass play, anything like that. I think that was my coach's focus for me my senior year, and I think I got a lot better at that, and that helped us be very successful. There's only a couple times this year where, we're going into a game and teams are kind of just playing off against us, and they're just trying to, they're saying, hey, we're going to force them to run downhill and try to get them banged up or something. And one game was Northern Michigan. I think I had like 35-something carries that game. And going into that week, I knew it was going to happen. But coach is just like, hey, this week you're going to get a lot of carries, so be prepared for that because it's going to happen. And fortunately, that didn't happen, too many times. I'm not sure if I'd be able to do that every week, get a little banged up. But, yeah, just be consistent out there. Just be the leader on the field. We're no huddle. So basically just get us in the right play and not have any bad plays. One of our main things with our coaches is just we never really want to have a loss play. A zero-yard gain is a good play. Because you're sitting in the same spot for the next down, he hates having negative yards, and a lot of that would just be, running a bad play into a blitz or into a front that we can't run it into.
Nice. I wish we had more time. I have so much to get to with you. We might almost have that like a part two of the Jason Van Laan NFL Draft Show because there's so much I'd like to discuss with you. Let's talk about, what's that home run ability? There's so many. But in your words, if these scouts are, turning on the film and they're watching you, what do you think, what are those traits you bring that they're going to fall in love with, Jason?
I think one of the best compliments I received all year from one of the scouts, I think it was a Chiefs scout. He was at our Grand Valley game, and he came into the office the following Monday. And when he sat down with me, we were talking and stuff, and basically what it came down to, he's like, he's like, the best thing I can tell you and what's going to help you is, like, he told me that, he's like, you have it. He's like, I don't know what it is, but he's like, you're a football player. You're going to be playing the entire game. You're fighting every down, trying the best you can, never giving up. And he's like, I don't know what position you're going to play at, but you are a football player and you have it. He's like, that's going to be the best thing that can help you out. Some teams can give you a chance, and when they see that is when you're going to be successful. So I don't know what position I'm going to be at. If I'm playing tight end, I got to work on my routes. Not too worried about my hands. Obviously, I'm not too worried about running with the ball in my hands after I catch it. But when it comes down to it, I can just take that as, a great compliment, as I just got to keep doing what I'm doing and see where I fall into a team somewhere. And just from my ability to play football and how I've played football so far, I think that's going to carry me over the next level, and I think that's what's going to help me be successful.
Excellent stuff, and it is a description, but it's hard to argue when you have it. It's spread around a lot. Those words, you can't describe why or how, but you just know. And I know doing the scouting that I do, sometimes I go to my director of player personnel and I say the same thing. He's like, well, what do you like about him? You just like, you just have it. I don't know what it is, but you just know. It's just game day, you want this guy on your team, not against you. And, you know, sometimes that's the way it works. Once again, Jason Vanderlaan here on the C2P talking a little NFL draft. Again, if you folks missed this show in its entirety, if you'd like to listen to it again, you can check it out at iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. And once again, his draft bio page will be posted shortly. And anyone out there visiting the site, we are rebuilding. We are doing some different things. Yesterday, I had to get my web guy because I deleted the whole front page somehow, so he's on the ball with that. But with that said, we'll get those things back up in order. But you can listen to these podcasts as they air. And with that said, Jason, we have a few seconds left. We always like to throw a couple off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot at those?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. We're talking female celebrities. And you are the man who gets to take out one to dinner. Which female celebrity are you most likely going to have a bite to eat with?
That's a hard one. It might have to be Carrie Underwood.
There you go. Very nice. Her name pops up frequently, just so you know. She's a regular response from that question. And this question for you. If you had to choose one of these areas to make a living, are we more likely to see you up on stage as the lead singer of a boy band? Or are we more inclined to see you on the runway as a male model?
Oh, that's definitely not a male model. And my voice is absolutely horrible. So I'd like to say maybe like a backup singer for a boy band. You know, I'll work on the drums or something.
So well, you definitely got the footwork for it. But I don't think you have any question dancing. And then the final question, sometimes this is a hit or miss. Sometimes schools have a ton of them. Sometimes they have none of them. Sometimes they're too vulgar to even share with the public listening out there. But we're talking nicknames. Could be you or a teammate at Ferris State who had the most off-the-wall nickname and how'd they get it?
I would say one of our probably one of our running backs. He's like our 34-string running back. He's a senior this year, but a phenomenal kid. And he's just kind of like, he's that guy that everybody wants to have on their team. He's just supporting everybody, having a fun time. And he actually has a company that he's trying to build up. It's called Scow, which stands for Success is Coming Our Way. And kind of like that famous guy that everybody knows who doesn't really play a lot. We all just call him Scow wherever he goes anywhere and scream out Scow. So I got to say that we'd probably give that one to him.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, fabulous career. And really, you're a fun guy to watch. And, you know, I think the chief guy had it right when you have it. And I think everyone's going to recognize that as we move forward. But with that said, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. Can't wait to talk to you further down the road. And again, just thanks for sharing some of your day with us.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jason Vanderlaan, and what a fantastic talent. I mean, you think about kids that have it. I mean, like I said, the versatility, and go look at the accolades. Go look at some of the highlights that you can check out on YouTube and whatnot, and you'll walk away very impressed with this young man and what he brings to the table. From Marshawn, a fantastic guest today. Again, we appreciate him stopping by. As always, thanks for listening to the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.